Free me up, God, where I am bound up in how I see you, how I see those you have given me to love. Loose me from my beliefs that limit how I can see you, how I hear of your good news to free and save those who are the poorest of the poor. Forgive me when I think I know who deserves your saving love and who does not. God, you know I am alive in a strange, strange time, when my faith in you is challenged, not only from within my own heart, but seemingly from all outside inputs as well. My heart is outraged and then righteously indignant sometimes in the same moment. Help me, God, to find my footing in you. Ground my heart in you. Free up my heart in you. Help me see Jesus. Help me hear him. Help me to listen for his voice among the overwhelming noise of this time. For he is the one who sets everyone free, even me. Jesus frees me from my fear, from myself. Oh God, help me to be faithful to your gospel that is alive and well in Scripture, in Jesus, in me, and in the world. Your gospel brings me to my knees. Your gospel, your good news, is what saves me. I pray for my colleagues in Continuous Growth Pathway and for all my colleagues in Southern Minnesota and beyond. Help me to be a good friend and colleague so I can hear your promise through them and see your work among us. I pray for those who are grieving losses of all kinds, the loss of community, of life, of a future especially. Help me to love those who are closest to me well. Help me to love them with your love that frees them to be who you made them to be. It's just the best promise you've given me. Amen. Okay, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain, listen. Do you hear the good news Jesus proclaims for you? It's on the wind. It's in your very being. Don't be afraid. God is with you.